Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good evening. The show begins and ends in the middle part, too, about the president's embassy to Beijing. To meet with Xi Jinping, the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, and talk trade and security and working together or not, China is an adversary. The president's trip at the time of the war fighting unresolved in the Middle East is unusual. There were voices saying delay. It had been delayed once. What to expect? I talked to a number of people who know China very well and look at trade very closely. What we can expect is more of the same, a lot of negotiation over tariffs. The president doesn't have the freedom to impose tariffs on a Friday and extract them from the client on Monday. There are considerable limitations for the Supreme Court and for the trade laws of the U.S. You must bring in Congress, and there must be hearings, and it's very elaborate. It's not weekend talk. However, at the same time, the Chinese economy is very poorly, and the president's economy is very strong, even with the tariffs, even with the war, even with the price of oil, very strong. I talked to Liz Peek about that, and our conversation turned on the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, who is likely to face talk about raising rates because the economy is going so well, hotter and hotter. And that brings inflation. It certainly did bring an increase in inflation today. We were headed for 2, and then the tariffs, and then the war. And now we're headed back into the 3s. Well, that isn't bothering the consumer, according to Liz's report. We continue to fly and spend money and buy houses. Liz attributes some of it to the wealth effect with the market rising. If you're in the stocks of the S&P 7, the Mag 7, you're rising. The S&P 493, you're also rising, just not as vividly as the Mag 7. NVIDIA went to a new closing high of 220 today. I watch it because it is the machine you must have to do the highest-end AI work. As AI is learning, my Anthropic Claudette has gone from a 4.5 to a 4.6, just like that, and 4.7 ahead. And with that, there's more capability, there's more dialogue, there's certainly new things to explore, and AI is the market right now. The data centers, the construction, the excitement, the unknowns. Oil is an old bystander for concern. The oil companies are making money, good for them. With Brent crude at 107 ending the day, and I didn't get a West Texas, but Brent crude is what Eurasia buys. That's high. That's high for where it's been for the last years. There is an argument in Barron's that it'll stay there or stay around 100. Other conversations today that were not about China had to do with matters that are in different directions, like Syria dealing with Hezbollah assassins, or John Hardy talking about the Ukrainians and their drones, their long-range missiles, their strike capability against Russian troops and logistics and oil and energy production. It is very difficult to say that Ukraine is losing the war. It doesn't look that way. Russia is throwing missiles and drones against the infrastructure, and Ukraine keeps shooting back. In fact, Zelensky now is dealing with 20 countries who want his drone technology. Bob Zimmerman joins to comment on the talk of a moon race between China and the United States. His opinion is very low of this so-called race. He thinks politicians are using it to raise money. He says that it's a fraud. Listen to Bob. He has very strong opinions about going to the moon. He thinks it's a wonderful idea, and he thinks SpaceX will do it, and Blue Origin will be right beside it. We don't need state-sponsored Earth-Moon system exploitation. The private enterprise has more money anyway and can do it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.